take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey-yo, 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 hey-yo. And Father Sky says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey-hey-yo, hey-yo, hey-yo, hey-yo. And all living creatures say, take good care of us. Please do not hurt us. Hey-hey-yo, hey-yo, hey-yo, hey-yo. We are here to be ourselves, to be with one another, to be with our surroundings, to be, and we are here to take care of ourselves, to take care of one another, to take care of our surroundings. Take care, to care. We are here to love ourselves, to love one another, to love our surroundings, to love, to love. Nahastan aniva nijone go shabotya, nijone go shabotya. Hey, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo.
Akwe, greetings. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat-Kitishi Native American Center. We are broadcasting on RFPI, Radio for Peace International, Global Community Radio. Akwe, welcome. This is your host, Ones Pritzker. Wolf Mountain Radio focuses on protecting Mother Earth, defending Native lands and Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices presents the situations facing Native peoples throughout the world with Native news, interviews, music, commentaries, and investigative reports. This program serves to protect sacred Mother Earth and the traditional cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Please listen now to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. Ho, Kanawantakwasin, to all of our relations.
Thank you.
Native American flute song entitled Windy Boy, performed by Anishinaabeg cultural artist Raymond Redfeather, off his flute music CD entitled Cedar Roots. This wonderful CD is available from Heartwood Flutes, Ray Redfeather's computer website, which is www.heartwoodflutes.com. Once again, the computer website is www.heartwoodflutes.com. You can also order his CD by phoning Heartwood at area code 719-742-5781 or by surface mail at writing Heartwood Flutes, P.O. Box 297, La Vita, Colorado 81055, USA. Ashkwe, greetings and hello everyone to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, on Radio for Peace International. RFPI is Global Community Radio. In this Wolf Mountain program, I am very, very honored to share this program entitled Cedar Roots, a conversation with Raymond Redfeather, Anishinaabe cultural artist. Raymond Redfeather is a very fine Native American artist, flute maker, musician, and men's northern traditional dancer. I'm also very proud to say that Ray serves on our Yakitishi Native American Center's Advisory Council. He is one of my closest friends with whom I've had the pleasure to share many fine experiences and projects with. Ray was head dancer with our Calusa Bay Drum and Wolf Clan Dancers, an intertribal cultural organization which presented traditional Native American music and dance throughout Florida. During the time we knew each other in Florida, we enjoyed dancing together at traditional powwows. I am also grateful for him sharing his flute-making knowledge with my wife Betty, who also handcrafts beautiful traditional flutes. Heartwood Flutes is Ray's fine art company, where he creates and individually handcrafts with great care and love beautiful wooden flutes. Each flute is custom made from high quality hand-picked aromatic eastern red cedar. You can also make them from cherry, poplar, butternut, walnut, and mahogany. Each of his flutes honor the spirit and beauty of the tree from which his flutes are made. Another special aspect of his flutes are the very beautiful animal totems that rest on the nest area of each flute. Each instrument has a choice of either a carved eagle, wolf, bear, buffalo, hawk, loon, panther, horse, swan, turtle, or deer figure. Heartwood Flutes can also design other nest area totem figures by special orders. I encourage our listeners to check out Heartwood Flutes computer website. Once again, the website is www.heartwoodflutes.com. The website features excellent descriptive information and pictures of various available flute styles, nest totems, accessories such as flute bags, stands, and custom beadwork flute bands. In addition to flute ordering information, the web pages list Ray Redfeather's music CD, Cedar Roots, and his fine Native American flute making video. The video is a comprehensive 2¾ hours long step-by-step flute making video. Hotwood Flute's website also shares a number of fine informational links to other flute and native reference sites. Our Wolf Mountain Radio program today, a conversation with my brother Raymond Redfeather, took place in his Hotwood Flute's workshop when I had the pleasure to visit him and his family in the summer of June-July 2000. His home and workshop are nestled in the Wahatoya Mountains, traditional Ute tribal nation homeland now known as Southern Colorado. It is my hope that my interview with Ray expresses his love to create flutes, which we know is a gift from the Creator, that resonates with the ancient voice of the wind. It is now my honor to welcome Raymond Redfeather to Honoring Mother Earth and Indigenous Voices.
Thank you, Ines. I'd like to say bonjour to all my brothers and sisters out there. I'd like to thank all the wonderful people who have shared with me the wonderful gifts of teachings to be able to share what I have with you here today. I've only been flute making now recently for about a little over 2 years, but was very gifted with sharing some knowledge from a wonderful teacher by the name of Michael Allen of Coyote Old Man Music. He's been doing and making flutes now for about 35 years. So I'm hoping today that you will enjoy the sharing, a little bit of our past and our heritage mixed with our modern contemporary ways. Oh,
I'm going to ask my friend to please share with our listeners his beautiful medicine, the making of flutes, and describe about this very beautiful work, sir.
Thank you. Yes, my flute making, the name of my company is Hartwood Flutes. The style of flutes that I am doing currently are more of a plain style flute, although I am currently trying to learn some of more of the woodland, eastern tribe style flutes. The flutes that I make are a mixture of traditional methods along with more contemporary ways. During the year, I do try to make some as much as possible without using any kind of equipment. I try to dedicate myself to doing some by hand, but most of the flutes that I do today are a mixture of modern equipment, which does aid in helping in perfecting the sound quality and of the flute. The flute has so many various aspects in the sense of trying to get particular sounds and reminiscence of different styles depending on which area or nation of flute that you're working with. But I really try to focus on the sound quality of the flute. Most of the flutes I do range in various different types of woods, although I most traditionally work with the eastern red cedar, or known as aromatic cedar, but do make them out of most North American woods, along with some exotic woods, although I don't tend to work too much with those. But basically, the style of flutes that I do are a split-case 7/8 bore style flute, which is pretty prevalent amongst native flutes, although some are made out of 3/4 and smaller, and even in the opposite way, a larger in a 1-inch or 1¼ bore, which I've just recently began experimenting with and doing some bass flutes and also some drone flutes, which is something that has just recently come out in the last 4 to 5 years, which is more well known as a double flute. These flutes are mostly done with modern equipment. They're split cased and glued back together and then turned on a lathe. Of course, have many different effigies and stuff that are placed on top. Each day I learn more, and I'm very grateful that I've had the opportunity to learn from some of the wonderful teachers out there who have are sharing and handing down the knowledge of the flute making. So.
Thank you.
Another beautiful song performed by Native American flutist Raymond Redfeather, my guest today on Honoring Mother Earth and Indigenous Voices. That particular song was entitled Living Water, written by a Choctaw friend of yours, Mr. Joe Higgs Jr. Ray, that song evokes memories of when I lived along the beautiful Penobscot River and Wabanaki marshlands, being able to hear songbirds in the woods and loons singing in the ponds. In the long ago time, our Nichitunganooks, our ancestors, would greet the new day morning sun with a prayer song, as some of us still do today. Your flute music reminds me of our ancient expressions of appreciation to the Creator, and thanks to all of our animal and plant relatives, thanks to the winged beings, and thanks to the fish and marine life for sustaining our lives and spirit. Would you please share with our listeners that special Anishinaabe story of the origin of the Native American flute is told to you by your friend Joe Higgs Jr.
I would like to share this beautiful story that was gifted to me by a brother. His name is Joe Higgs Jr. He's a Choctaw. He currently resides in Munith, Michigan. Has a strong connection to the Anishinaabe ways and the peoples. He went, spent some time praying and fasting up in an area now known as Sleeping Bear Dunes, a very holy place to our people. One morning when he awoke from this dream, he had this vision and he wrote it down, and it was a beautiful story. And it's his version. This is not a story that's been handed down for generations, but something that was inspired through him through his vision. And it's the origin of the Native American flute according to the Anishinaabe loon. And it was so beautiful, it touched my heart and it made me cry. And so I'd really like to share it with people, because in my eyes and my heart, it really reflects and speaks of the truth from my perspective of the flute. So I'd like to share that with you now. I woke one morning to the call of an elk, the sun rained drops of light to the forest floor. I imagined the elk was singing of a glorious and wonderful morning. This was his way of giving thanks. I grabbed my flute and headed out to the lake. Just as it was greeting the morning sun, I sat facing east, first giving thanks to the Creator, and then gave the day a gift of song. I too, like the elk, was happy. Three loons greeted me, and we conversed through song. They asked me, "Do you know where the voice of the flute came from?" I did not. The loons said long ago their ancestors were once members of the Anishinaabe people. One of their ancestors, a little girl, who was a chief's daughter named Teobi, was an important friend to the loon. Teobi loved the loons and would greet them every day at the lake. She had a great respect for them, and the loons respected her. Teobi convinced her people not to hunt the loon. They were a sacred bird. She said the loons cried because they are lost, and the Anishinaabe people should help them. Teobi woke one morning and paddled in a canoe out to the center of the lake. She reached towards a lost loon in the water and said, "Do not worry, my friend. I will help you find your way." But the canoe tipped over, and Teobi fell in and drowned. Teobi's father was very sad. The next morning, a loon cried out from the lake, but the chief did not hear. The loon called to Elk and said, "My friend, could you please sing your morning song?" The elk sung gloriously, and the chief woke to the song. He ran down to the lake where the elk had been singing, but found no elk. Instead, he saw a loon looking up upon him. "I see white spots on your back, and believe these are tears," said the chief. "Have you lost your way, my friend?" Suddenly the chief thought he knew the loon, and felt as if he were in the presence of his daughter. He cried, "My daughter, it's you." He felt very happy, but he also felt very sad. The chief could not understand what she was saying, so he ran into the woods and called out to Great Spirit, "Great Spirit, help me understand what my daughter, the loon, is saying. How can I talk to her so she can understand me?" Lightning flashed and hit a tree where a woodpecker had been working and a branch had fell. The chief picked it up and saw it had holes in it and holes at both ends. He blew in one side of the stick and it made a beautiful sound, just like the loon. The chief quickly ran back and blew into the stick and through song he said, "Daughter, this is a gift from the Great Spirit. It is called a flute, and I will sing to you like an elk, and you will hear my heart, and I will hear yours. You have lost your way, and so too have all the Anishinaabe that have died by drowning. You have become the tribe of the loons, and cry because you are sad. We do not hear your cry. Your tears have been marked on your back as a reminder. I will sing a song and pray for you with a mighty and powerful gift from the Great Spirit, and you will find your way to the council table and sit among the people who will be there waiting for you." The chief played joyously, and the loons disappeared. Every year the loon reappeared, and the chief knew these loons were tragedies of the people who live among the lakes. That is a beautiful story, and it touches my heart every time that I read it. I would really like to, if I could, share a beautiful song. In my mind reflects this. It's entitled Cedar Roots, and it speaks about not only the song of the flute that comes from the loon, but the origins of where the flute came from, made from the sacred cedar wood, which carries the heart of the people in the center. And as we work with this and we remove the heart out of the wood and we create this flute, it is through our voice and that we instill this message and this heart back into the flute through our song. Aho. Thank you.
talking with my very fine brother, Ray Redfeather, Anishinaabe brother who makes these very beautiful flutes. And I'm going to ask my friend to please explain to our listeners about some of the designs and some of the totems that are put on the flute where the beautiful wind song comes from.
Yes. The song I just played for you was played on a wonderful flute that I had just currently made. It's funny how ironic was. The story that I shared with you, I've been doing some trading with my brother. He gifted me with a beautiful piece of ash. It's a little bit of older than 200 years old. It came from Plymouth, Michigan. So I decided that I wanted to make a very special flute from this, coming from my homeland area there. This particular flute that I played is in the key of G, and I did it with a carving of a loon's head on the end of the flute, and then was painted to put the similar markings of the loon. The what is traditionally known as the bird, or what I more refer to as totems, different animals that are placed on top of what's known as the roost area or the nest, and that's where the sound is generated through the flute about a quarter of a way down the flute. Generally, I tend to do different animals, anywhere varies from loon, horse, eagle, wolf, bear, otter, ferret, deer, most of the animals of Turtle Island, and I like to do this to really honor the medicine of the animals and instill that into the flutes so that each flute has a different voice and shares a different song that's played. This particular flute, I want to represent the loon and to carry the voice for them.
Listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat-Kitishi Native American Center, broadcast on Radio for Peace International, Global Community Radio. We just listened to the song entitled Twin Fires, written and performed by Ray Redfeather, my guest today on the program. The flute used for the song was a drone flute, another design style of Ray's quality handcrafted instruments. I'm very happy to be visiting with my good friend here in his workshop located in La Vita, Colorado, amidst the beautiful Wauhatoya Mountains. The studio space smells of fine cedar and other woods, and the summer wind carries the sound of horses in a corral outside. Continuing our conversation, Ray, I want you to talk about your fine Hartwood Flutes Company, particularly your excellent website, so that any of our listeners may order one of your special flutes or other fine items, such as your music CD, the instructional video, the beautiful flute bags, or your flute stands. Before you comment, let me share with our listeners Hartwood Flute's mission statement, which expresses how each flute is made with love and spirit of the land. Hartwood Flute's mission statement, and I quote, "It is my intention through this website to act as a vehicle, a Native American flute maker, and as I do, I will honor, preserve, and celebrate the gifts of our people. It brings me great joy to help keep the spirit alive and at the same time share it with all walks of life. Our paths are constantly growing and changing with the natural cycles of life. This inspires me to create and share my gifts with the world. I wish to thank my family, friends, and all of my relations for helping me make this dream a reality. A special thanks to Michael Graham Allen, Coyote Old Man, for all his help as a teacher, as well as a friend. He is a wonderful asset to this world. Be Gwich." Unquote.
Yes, if you are in the future interested in a flute, I would like to express, first of all, that all the flutes that I do are custom made. I don't generally make up a bunch of flutes and just sell them. I try to really work with the people, create a flute uniquely for them. I custom make the type of wood, the key that they like, the animal, any special markings that they'd like done in the flute. This way, when I make that flute, I'm trying to keep them in mind, them in my heart when I create this, so that it has something that speaks to them, and it's unique and it's for them personally. I really like that instead of just kind of whipping through stuff that might not have the medicine in it that I like, because I really like to express my heart through these instruments. My website address is the same as my company name, Hartwood Flutes, and that's www.hartwoodflutes.com. You can also reach me by email at innervoice@rmi.net. And I'm currently residing in southern Colorado, nestled in the Wauhatoya Valley, at the base of the Wauhatoya Peaks. That is Hickory Apache for breasts of the earth. A very holy place that we live here, and very grateful to be able to create my flutes in such a beautiful setting amongst the mountains and the tree peoples. You can also reach me by telephone at 719-742-5781. If you would like to write, you can send to Hartwood Flutes, P.O. Box 297, La Vita, L-A-V-E-T-A, Colorado, 81055. You can reach me. I'm pretty much general here all the time. I look forward to creating a flute for you.
I want you to know that Mr. Redfeather is someone that shares a lot of his heart and spirit, and that's obvious whenever you see each flute that he makes that's individually crafted, and it's really a prayer song that comes through this music. Ray also is nearly completing a very fine video series that will allow people all over the world to learn more about the indigenous flute of North America and some of the beautiful craftsmanship of it. Would you let our listeners know about this particular beautiful project of yours?
Yes, I just completed a very comprehensive step-by-step 3-hour video that goes through creating flutes from using no power tools at all, which is nice for beginners. That way it's not a very large investment into the equipment, all the way to very advanced techniques and using modern equipment to do more sophisticated and detailed work in the flute, although both ways end with the same result, as in sound quality and the beauty and richness of the flute. depending on whether you're an advanced maker, this can benefit you because there's techniques that you can learn to help and make things simpler. Or if you're just beginning and want to take a shot at being crafty with your hands and making such a beautiful instrument that is very easy to create if the will is there to try it. So this will be available in about a month. It'll probably be on a two-cassette series, and it's $49.95. I'm also currently, too, in the studio working on my first CD, which is a compilation of my original music. It will be expressing a lot about my heart and what I have to say through my music and our people. The entitled that is Cedar Roots, again, which is speaks a lot about where we come from in our ancestry and in our heritage. And so I hope that you enjoy these things. Both things are available on my website. You can go and view that there. Again, it's www.heartwoodflutes.com. It's a very elaborate website. It's a 10-page website that goes through. You can view all the different flutes that I make. I have various different sound files that you can go into and listen to the different keys of the flutes that I make. I have some history about the flute, some history about myself on there. As you know, I have my background and my bio. I also have some information on, I'm also a men's traditional dancer. I've been dancing now for a little over 9 years. It still acts as a foundation part of my heritage in dancing and expressing myself through that. I hope that you enjoy it, and you should be able to get all the information necessary there to decide if you are interested in a flute. And I also want to express that I really put I have a lot of integrity in what I do, and that I back my flutes 100%. I try to, really give all that I can for the person that I'm making it for. And if, you know, the flutes are guaranteed 100%. If there's any problems during the time that you own one of these, I will either fix it or replace it for free. So, again, thank you.
Listening to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat Kitichi Native Center. Yat Kitichi Native Center defends Mother Earth, and the cultural lifeways of indigenous peoples throughout the world. Yatkidichi Native Center is an intertribal, culture and arts, environmental protection, social justice, and news media organization. Yatkidichi Native Center portrays Native peoples and their worldviews in a more accurate and in-depth depiction of both our ancestral and contemporary cultures. Yatkidichi Native Center serves to educate by providing a deeper understanding of our diverse cultures, arts, values, histories, and contemporary situations. Yatkidichi tries to honor traditional ways by instilling an appreciation and respect for Mother Earth and tribal peoples throughout the world. Yatkidichi Native Center educates the public on important issues facing indigenous communities. We work in support of intertribal, cultural, environmental, and social justice issues by networking with other organizations and events which share our concerns. Yatkidichi Native Center serves as a focal point for Native news and information. We maintain a documentary library for networking with the Native and international press. Yatkidichi Native Center's Speakers Bureau provides spokespersons for school programs, conference speakers, and community presentations. Yatkidichi Native Center is experienced in planning, promoting Native forums, symposiums, powwows, and cultural events. Yatkidichi's Mishkwinataki Environment Program protects Mother Earth through conservation and restoration projects. Yatkidichi's Environmental Education Program focuses on curriculum development, teacher training, and nature field trips. We are members of the professional organization, the North American Association of Environmental Education. Yatkidichi's Kinonwatakusi Native Arts creates quality handcrafted traditional and contemporary fine arts. Please request our catalog of custom flutes, pottery, beaded necklaces, bracelets, earrings, leather pouches, hat bands, and chokers with bone. Yatkidichi Native Center's Wolf Mountain Radio Program, Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, honors Native American and Indigenous peoples throughout the world by being a voice for our ancestors, contemporary, and future generations. Please write us for our catalog of audio tapes available for purchase. Native peoples throughout the world are concerned for the well-being of sacred Mother Earth, tribal sovereignty, and respect for cultural lifeways. If you appreciate hearing Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, we ask you, our listeners, to help financially support our program to stay on the air. Wolf Mountain Radio is an all-volunteer production. Any financial contribution to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices will be greatly appreciated. We thank you for listening to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. We welcome your comments and suggestions. Please feel free to contact us about our consulting services, or if you or your organization is interested in hosting a speaker or educational forum. To contact Yatkidichi Native Center, write to Yatkidichi Native Center, 1731 16th Avenue Northeast, Naples, Florida, 34120, USA. Yatkidichi Native Center sincerely thanks you. Aho, Kinawatakusin, to all of our relations.
Thank you for listening to our Wolf Mountain broadcast on Radio for Peace International. Prior to our station identification and membership announcement, you heard Ray's flute song, Butterfly Song. Well, dear friends, we're nearing the end of our time together for this edition of Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. I want to sincerely thank my good friend, Raymond Redfeather, for being my guest on today's program. I've really enjoyed visiting with you here in your workshop. And Ray, I wish you continued success with hardwood flutes. I again would like to encourage our listeners to check out Ray's website. It is www.heartwoodflutes.com. You can also contact my friend by his email at innervoice@rmi.net. That is innervoice@rmi.net. By phone, area code 719-742-5781, or by writing to Heartwood Flutes, P.O. Box 297, La Vita, Colorado, 81055, USA. I should add that Ray's flute playing is most beautifully heard in person and suggest contacting him to schedule a performance in your area. We shall conclude today's program with one of my favorite songs entitled Voices of the Earth. I am honored to say that this song is written and sung by another special friend of mine, Chris Farquhar Nayert. Chris is a fine artist, musician, and environmentalist, just like her husband, Ray Redfeather. Chris has authored two beautiful environmental storybooks entitled Voices of the Earth, Volume 1, Coastal Creatures, and Volume 2, Upland and Inland Creatures. Both editions present the magical world of the Florida Everglades, the area where I now live, which my Seminole and Miccosukee friends call Pahayoki. Chris's Voices of the Earth storybooks are designed as children coloring books. The text shares the voices of the animals and invites readers to relate to Mother Earth and all living things with a deeper understanding and kinship. They are available through Chris's Earth Wing Publishing Project, and I'm sure interested listeners could find out more by contacting Chris through her husband Ray Redfeather's Heartwood Flutes phone, email, or P.O. Box 297 La Vida, Colorado, 81055 USA. Well, dear friends, until the next Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, this is your host and producer, Ernest Pritzker, wishing you well. Oh, can I want to talk with him to all of our relations?
One sky, one sun to set, and one moon to rise. Voices of the earth, they sing to you today. We must learn to listen well, to hear what they say. Voices of the earth, they want to share with you. Open up your hearts to them, they will speak to you. Eagle in the eastern sky, have you noticed how he flies? Power wings, spirit wise, illuminating all through the mind's eye. Coyote of southern lights, have you seen how she reveals her plan? Trust and laughter are the games she plays, medicine of children and the rains. Voices of the earth, they sing to you today and tonight all the time. We must learn to listen with our hearts, to hear what they say. say. Voices of the earth, they wanna share with you. Open up your hearts to them, they will speak to you. There you stand so quietly in the west for all to see, leading the way within quiet time, showing us that we must find our own way. White buffalo, a prayer for the people, this we know. Courage, strength, and wisdom give away. Will we ever know your gifts are by in vain? Hug a tree, and you know what I mean. There's a language to the earth. It's a heart language, more felt than heard. Hail wind, it's what the native people are saying. The language of love we need today. Just open your heart and you'll hear it say. Voices of the earth, they sing to you today. We must learn to listen with our hearts, to hear and understand what they say. Voices of the earth, they want to share with you. Open up your hearts to them, they will speak to you. Voices of the earth, they want to speak to you. Open up your heart, you will hear them too. Thank you.
Tawantakosin. You are listening to the American Indian Movement's Honoring Song. This is Rock Mountain Press, a documentary program focusing on native lands and indigenous peoples throughout the world. Rock Mountain Press represents the situations facing Indian peoples throughout the world with native music, poetry, news, and Indian case histories in the struggle to protect Mother Earth and the sacred ways of life of native peoples.